You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Layla Mudin. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist here in New York City. I work with Dr. Hoffman, and I also maintain a private practice. If you'd like to make an appointment, 212-779-1744. 212-779-1744. I want to tell you that March is National Nutrition Month, and if you listened to last week's podcast, I did a part one on the importance of not just the food we choose, but the soil that it's grown in, the world beneath our feet. So let me dive right in. Last week I talked about, yes, the importance of buying organic and pesticide-free, herbicide-free, pastured animals, and eggs, grass-fed, grass-finished beef, all of that stuff. And the fact that our farming practices, our conventional, our commercial farming practices have depleted our soil of as much as 40% of the nutrients found in our produce anymore, which, you know, is an excellent argument for making sure you're taking your vitamins, folks. You're not getting as much nutrition from your food, even if you eat a beautiful, well-balanced diet, and if you're told by your healthcare practitioner, well, you should be getting all your vitamins from your food if you're eating a well-balanced diet. That's not true, and that has not been true for a few decades. And that's why we're finding deficiencies, even in the rich country of America. Here we are. I talked about while healthy soil matters, and that the soil contains its own microbiome, and how there's a symbiotic relationship between the plants and the microbials in the soil. How the microbes feed the soil its nutrients. If a soil is depleted, the plant is not able to get its beneficial nutrients. And how photosynthesis is also conferred down into the soil to the microbiota in that soil. And how nature never farms without animals. That is a symbiotic relationship. The cows, the dung, the urine feed microbes to the soil. The chickens come around and eat the flies from the cow dung. They eat the bugs off the grass. They do all of that. The soil is benefited from these microbes, from animal dung, from the urine, and from carcass, from blood, and from bone meal. This is the closed loop system. This is how it's supposed to happen. This is what is called regenerative agriculture. And this is what increases the health of the soil so that the soil is resistant to drought. The soil is resistant to runoff and washing away. We're losing millions of tons, millions of acreage on a year-by-year basis. We're losing earth. And these are the conventional farming practices that harm the soil. Scientists first extracted nitrogen from the atmosphere and created synthetic fertilizer in the early 1900s. Farming hasn't been the same since. Fertilizer use was followed by the development of synthetic insecticides, fungicides, and herbicides, along with new plant varieties bred for higher yields and often genetically engineered to resist herbicides. So they could just be sprayed and sprayed and sprayed. It's terrible. Many farmers quickly embraced these chemicals, which allowed them to produce greater crop yields, which reduced labor. Farms grew larger, they became less diversified. Animals were moved off their pastures and into high production confinement facilities. Farming was industrialized. The following practices oversimplify an inherently complex natural system. Disrupting and weakening the soil as a result. The use of chemical fertilizers disrupts the natural relationship between plants and microorganisms. Rather than receiving nutrients from the soil and its microbes, plants are force-fed synthetic compounds, often derived from petroleum, that are designed to maximize plant growth and yield. Think of this as similar to feeding a human being a towering pile of pizzas. Ooh. The plants get more nutrients than they need in a year, and it hardly comes from the most nutritious food. This is a problem. And this is why a case is made over and over and over again for regenerative agriculture. The use of insecticides, fungicides, and herbicides affects far more living things than the target organisms listed on the label. Sometimes they kill key ecosystem players. Fungicides, for example, can destroy the beneficial fungi in the soil that link plant communities and help plant access nutrients, water, and protective chemicals. Overall, the harmful chemicals reduce biodiversity, which is as important in the farm ecosystem as in any other. Tilling the ground destroys the complex underground ecosystem in which soil microorganisms live and do their work. These microorganisms underground create the structure of the soil, which our own society depends on. This is explained by Dee Dee Pursehouse, author of The Ecology of Care. It's as if, quote, it's as if they're building a city every few months, and if you till, you're knocking it down every few months, end quote. Monoculture planting is the practice of raising single crops rather than a diverse array. It streamlines production and reduces costs for farmers and is encouraged by government subsidy programs, unfortunately. And it disrupts soil ecology. It is wrecking the microbiome of planet Earth. Fewer kinds of microorganisms in the soil means that plants receive less in the way of beneficial compounds and molecules that soil microbes make. Nature is innately diverse, just like our own gut microbiome should be, if you're taking good care of yourself. Nature is innately diverse and crowded with life. A square foot of native prairie, for example, can hold more than 100 plant species, and each species feeds slightly different nutrients to soil microorganisms. When only one species of plant is grown over a large area and surrounding vegetation is cleared away to bare soil, just a small percentage of the soil's microorganisms receive the nutrients they need. This reduced population can't then supply the full range of benefits, including nutrition that the plants need. These microbes tend to specialize in doing a few things, says David Montgomery, PhD, professor of geomorphology at the University of Washington. You want a great diversity of them to do a broad set of processing in the soil. Without that, it's like having a village where everyone does the same thing. If you only have bankers, or bakers rather, in that village, everyone will only eat bread. Now, so this is the case for regenerative agriculture. Now, some food and farm activists want to see an official soil health label, much like the federally regulated organic label. But for now, nothing like this exists to guide consumers. I would love to see an official soil health label, knowing that it's coming from not just commercial industrial farming practices, but from a regenerative agriculture. That would be a wonderful way to support local food. So finding food grown in good soil requires a little detective work. And this is what the experts say. Number one, here are 7 ways to find food from good soil. Number one, buy organic or regenerative organic when possible. Paying extra for certified organic food will protect you from most pesticide, herbicide, and fertilizer residue, as well as from subtherapeutic antibiotics in meat and bioengineered crops. You don't want to eat GMOs. Regenerative organic is a new non-government certification ensuring that food is free of those agricultural toxins and comes from farms that embrace soil health, animal welfare, and social fairness. Number two, buy local. The amount of time that food is shipped and stored really changes the concentrations of healthy antioxidants and polyphenols in our food. Number three, talk to the farmer. Ask questions the next time you're at the farmer's market. Do you practice no-till agriculture? Do you use synthetic fertilizer and killing chemicals? If so, how often? How does your farm promote biodiversity? Are there animals on the farm? Do you live on the farm? According to integrative physician Daphne Miller, author of Farm Ecology, that's F-A-R-M Ecology, Farm Ecology, Total Health from the Ground Up, farmers who live on their land and eat from it themselves are more likely to take good care of their soil. Number four, use all your senses. When you're shopping for produce, rely on more than your eyes. Plants' interaction with soil and the environment produces strong aromas and tastes, and these can be markers for higher phytonutrient levels. They're like mini medicines, and they're good for health. Number five, embrace the blemishes. Embrace the blemishes. Dr. Maya Shetreat, author of The Dirt Cure, says, I tell my kids that when you see a little bug hole on a fruit or vegetable, that's often the healthiest one. That's the one that has upregulated phytonutrients to protect and repair itself. Did you know that? A bug hole, a blemish, something like that? The nutrients in that particular plant, that particular fruit or vegetable, are upregulated to protect itself. You're actually getting more micronutrients. Number six, buy meat, dairy, and eggs from pastured animals. Pastures are intact landscapes with healthy soil. Most are rarely tilled or sprayed with any agrochemicals. And the wide variety of plants growing there provides great forage. Dee Dee Pershouse says, much of what grows in a native grassland or healthy pasture has some medicinal use. Grazing animals are basically eating herbs all day long. And many of those plant essential oils, they have positive health benefits. And then seven, grow your own. Nothing is fresher and offers more intact nutrients than something picked minutes before you eat it. Of course, you need to start with healthy soil. Check with your local university extension service for advice on how to create your own healthy soil ecosystem. It is suggested to concentrate on growing nutrient-dense plants like herbs and bitter greens. I know out here we've got the Cornell Cooperative Extension, right? My husband and I, we do our best to grow our some fruits and vegetables on our property out east every season that we have the opportunity to. We have grown cucumbers, we've grown scallions, chives, we've grown all manner of herbs like dill and parsley, cilantro, rosemary, thyme, different varieties of thyme. And some of these make beautiful little plants, little bushes that we plant around our property as well. So we've grown various lettuces as well as arugula and spinach. We've grown tomatoes. One summer we grew mini watermelon. They were adorable and they tasted delicious. We've grown our own potatoes and peppers and zucchini and eggplant. We have grown, oh gosh, what else have we grown? We've grown yellow squash as well. We've grown some corn. It's wonderful to go out in the morning and pick your vegetables and your salad greens and things that you're going to eat that day. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And it tastes so crisp and fresh. I can't even describe to you. To go out and to pick your own cucumber. You know, rub off that soil on your shirt and, you know, take a bite out of it. That crisp crunch, the water content in that beautiful cucumber, the crunch of it, the ripeness of it, the freshness of it is really incredible. And some of my favorite ones that I'd like to be growing are the Persian cucumbers. They are absolutely delicious. I think my favorite cucumber used to be a Kirby, and the long English cucumbers, they are the Persian cucumbers. I think they taste the freshest. They have the most delightful cucumber flavor. They even have an aroma when you cut into it, when you snap it, it is absolutely wonderful. So listen, it is imperative to pay attention to the world beneath our feet, as so beautifully written by Kristen Olson. We have to pay attention to the microbiology in our soil. We are not different from nature. We are a part of nature. We cannot continue fighting nature with these agricultural practices that are depleting our soil. Think of the soil where your food is grown as the same as the microbiome in your gut. You want a diversity of microbiome in your gut, don't you? You want to feed your microbiome. You don't want to be taking antibiotics and drugs that, or eat or live in a way that depletes your microbiome. Think of that as analogous to industrial and commercial farming practices, the tillage, the GMOs, the synthetic fertilizers and herbicides and all of that stuff. It is depleting the microbiome of planet Earth. That is analogous to our own gut microbiome. We are a reflection of each other. The healthier we get, the healthier the ecosystem of our lands, the healthier we become. The healthier the animals are, the more humanely raised they are. It is a closed feedback loop of what nourishes the soil are the animals. Via the waste, the excrement, the carcass, the bone meal, the blood. All of this nourishes the soil, which then nourishes healthy plants, and healthy plants feed the soil and enrich more biodiversity via photosynthesis from the sun. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In. This is Intelligent Medicine.
I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their health care professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.